We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Champaign-Urbana's Big Read celebration is underway. The Big Read, spearheaded by the National Endowment for the Arts, is designed to promote literature and reading. This year's Big Read book is Sun, Stone, and Shadows, 20 Great Mexican Short Stories. The anthology features the writing of some of Mexico's finest authors born during the first half of the 20th century. Champaign-Urbana's Big Read celebration is indeed a celebration. There are events featuring music, art, film, and food, as well as discussions about Sun, Stone, and Shadows. One facet of the celebration is a photo exhibit titled Life in a Border Town. The photographs were taken in 2008. The photographers at the time were fifth grade students. They took photos of their daily lives in a Mexican border town. The exhibit, which runs through May 5th, is at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center in Urbana. It's free and open to the public. You may also view the photos online. There's a link to the photos from the Afternoon Magazine page on our website, will.illinois.edu. My guests in this portion of the program are the curators of the exhibition. They're visiting from Texas to talk about their experiences working with the children to create the show. Their names are David Freeman and Jonathan Searfoss. Welcome. My pleasure to have you here with me in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
For each of you, would you describe a photo for us, for our listeners, in the exhibition?
Well, I'm a big fan of animals, and we asked the students to take a photograph of their pet. And so there's a wide array of family pets, and one of them was just a majestic-looking white kind of a bulldog, and he's looking through a cyclone fence, and he looks inquisitive and just really, really regal. And he's all white, and it's very, very interesting.
You've come to see me. Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of a look.
Yes.
And Jonathan?
For me, I think it's the gentleman that was playing the guitar, because that really kind of captures Mexico in one photo, you know, the joy that they have in their life and the music, how important that is to them, and the tradition of family. And that shows it all in one photo.
What border town do these young photographers call home?
It's Reynosa, Mexico, in Tamaulipas State, and it's right across the river from McAllen, Texas. And it's on the northern side, on the Gulf side.
When we hear about the border region of Mexico, we hear a lot about violence. How has that affected these children?
Well, they're living in a state of siege, really. I mean, they go to school and come right back home. They go to work. The parents go to work and come right back home. Nobody goes out after dark, and it's really a serious situation. Just last night, they had a shootout, and I think 20 people died. And it's not a good situation for them at all.
Yeah. One of the photos is of a military vehicle with a soldier on top, or a police officer, some law enforcement type, with a gun at the ready.
Yeah, it's a armored personnel carrier, and it's a 50 caliber machine gun, and it is a federal army officer. And it's an interesting phenomena of the symbolism and the power of that photograph. And when we first selected and edited that photograph, Jonathan said, you know, there was another photograph that ties into this conversation. It says it was a group of girls in their living room, and they had a balancing bar and it looked like an upper kind of well-off family, and they were doing gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it was maybe in the garage or somewhere. And he said, well, they're pretty fortunate, Jonathan said. They stay at home a lot because of some of the troubles that they have. But 2 years later, if you look at the power of that photograph of that armored personnel carrier, it is such a huge symbol of the violence and the drug cartel and what's happening on our border area now. It's finally moved up to our neighborhood. It's in our backyard, and it's affected our travel to Mexico now. So it's actually unhinged on our freedoms of travel. Mm. And it's the phenomena of the power of that photograph over 2 years has really changed.
Yeah. One of the photographs that I admired that I had mentioned earlier is of a girl standing with her foot on her soccer ball.
And her hands on her hips.
Yes, she looks so beautiful, and there's so much sparkle there. There's
yes,
so
yes.
much spark and
an athlete,
a
young athlete.
Yes. And that says to me that that I felt that the young photographers took to this project enthusiastically. Is that the case?
It certainly was. We gave them a list of things that we wanted them to photograph, and for the most part, they followed that. But we did have some students that had another mindset of altogether. There's one photograph in the exhibit that you'll see that's a dog that's dressed up with a scarf and some things on there. And that young girl that took that photo, all her whole role was like she was a movie director. And so she was posing her dog and dressing it and
her
posing
dolls,
her dolls and her
subtitles, little
stuffed animals.
She made on all of them.
Wonderful.
And she had
it
such a great imagination. You know, she just thought of it as a different type of project. And too bad we couldn't show all the pictures because they would have really made you smile.
Now, some students at Booker T. Washington School in Champaign are doing a similar project in conjunction with the Big Read celebration. Have there been other schools that have taken this idea and recreated it?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of insight of how we came up with the idea. We were watching the BBC News, and it was during the Iraq conflict, and the photojournalists had taken a bunch of video cameras and given them to all the citizens in Iraq. And so we kind of sparked off of that. We were talking about a bunch of things. But this is not an original idea of ours. This has been done in many, many countries by many, many educators, by many, many photojournalists and documentary filmmakers and artists. And it's been done all over the world. It's very successful. And I think that's why so many people have parroted the project.
Now, have photos taken by children in the U.S. traveled to Mexico?
Well, we don't know that, and I think part of our original idea was to do an exchange.
Yeah.
So we haven't we haven't
definitely
finished.
Have,
this is a work
sure,
in progress.
I guarantee it.
And how many venues have you been in now?
This will be our fourth. We were in the Edinburgh Historical Museum. We've been in the
Casa de Cultura in Mexico because some of the kids couldn't come to the U.S. when we gave out the prizes and that, and so we did an exhibit there for them to take their parents and show them what they had done. And then also the in McAllen at the Chamber of Commerce, there was an exhibit, and that's where we gave out the prizes.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, what you can do with a disposable camera, huh? And a little training.
Yes, we had I prepared a document that we gave to the students when we gave them the camera that tells them about the operation of the camera and a few pointers about taking good photographs. And then on the back was the list of the things we wanted them to take pictures of.
It's a four-page instructional guide, and it tells them about the rule of thirds and composition and design. And he did an excellent job of creating this informational directional pamphlet there. And we also had to get a release form so that we could exhibit the photographs and feel free to use them as educational purposes. And just the tool of the photograph as a social and political educational proponent was really, really powerful with this. And the wonderful thing about it that you really noticed, the greatest success that we saw and gave us the most pleasure was watching those children grab their grandparents and their friends and bring them over to their work and exchange their, look at mine, oh, look at mine. And you could just see it validated them, and it gave them a sense of empowerment and in a different perspective of maybe a regular kind of pedestrian look at your own life. All of a sudden it got put up on a pedestal and it's seen as something special. And I think that really was, that gave me a great sense of success for that.
Yeah.
It was just great to see it. They were beaming, you know.
Yeah.
You got to see their artwork in a gallery, and it was
great.
That
is very good. Well, I want to thank the two of you very much for joining me this afternoon. A pleasure talking with you. And what a pleasure it was this morning for me to see those photographs.
It was an honor to be here. And we wanted to thank Scott Schwartz and Emily Love also for all the consideration they showed us and inviting us up here. It's been a superb example, experience. Thank you.
My guests in this portion of the program, David Freeman and Jonathan Searforce. Check out the photo exhibit, Life in a Border Town. The exhibit, which runs through May 5th, is at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center in Urbana. It's free.